Welcome to another episode of the Truckers News Podcast. I'm David Hollis. I'm the editor of Truckers News, and with me today is Shane Wharton. He's the president of Love's Travel Stops. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here with you, David, today.
Great to have you. Hey, now that it's safely behind us, how was 2020 for Love's? Looking back over the year, did you guys accomplish what you had set out to do, or did the COVID pandemic interrupt those plans?
Yeah, so 2020 was quite the year for all of us, and you say it's safely behind us, and it is. And we're all of us were ready to move on to 2021. Unfortunately, some of those things are still with us, but there's hope and light at the end of the tunnel. But you know, 2020 was challenging, but from a growth standpoint, we really stayed on track. I mean, we've always, for as long as I've been here, growth has been part of our story and part of our mission. And, you know, the easy way to look at that is number of sites that we opened, and we had planned on getting 40 sites, new travel stops opened up, and we got 38 open. And in a year of pandemic, we felt really good about that. You know, March, April, when things really started heating up from a COVID standpoint, we weren't sure if we'd be able to stay on track. But we did, with a lot of dedication from our employee and teams, and we're glad to see that. And 2021, we'll keep building, we'll keep growing.
And how about like business at the stores? How was that? Did that stay on track for you guys as well? I would imagine, like everybody else, you took a hit, but I would assume also that you kind of bounced back.
Yeah, we did. And of course it depends on the customer base. I mean, as a travel stop, you know, being on the highway, the truck driver, the professional driver is our core customer and a big part of our business, but we also have the traveling public. And so that the car business was impacted more by the trucking business. Sure. As you know, and talk to your readers or listeners, the truck activity took a dip, but then it picked up pretty quickly. And as we got through the year in 2020, it picked up very strong, and we're seeing a lot of momentum coming into 2021. You know, from a traffic standpoint, it's fine, but we obviously had to change a lot of things in terms of how we developed, you know, or delivered those products and services. That was a big challenge. And, you know, from early on, mandates that varied by state, by city, by county, and, you know, can we keep the restaurant open? Can we not? Can we keep the dining? And it was a lot of work, but we stuck with it because we're an essential business serving trucking companies and drivers that are essential businesses, and they can't do their job if we're not there providing the products and services that they need.
Right. How did you're a big company, a lot of employees spread all over the place. How did your team do during the pandemic, and how are they doing, I should say?
I mean, I would say remarkably well. Our employees were very resilient and dedicated. I'd say, you know, early on, it was a bigger challenge because there were so many unknowns. And I'd say early on, we kind of leaned on our experience of other disaster responses. You know, we have a lot of sites along the coast. And so when a big hurricane comes through, that impacts us in a big way. And so we, you know, this was much different than a hurricane, obviously. It was across the whole country. But we leaned on how we respond to those things and put teams together. And we identified early on that we had to take care of our employees. We had to make sure that they felt safe. And that in turn then allowed them to take care of our customers and make sure that they felt safe. So we early on got on board with, you know, the extra cleaning touch points. One of the first to put plexiglass in, and then a mask along the way. And that was obviously probably the most challenging one. It's not for employees. It's not fun to wear a mask 8 hours a day, but they understood it. And I'd say most of our customers understood it and appreciated it as well. Of course, not everybody does, but we felt it was important to make sure we had a safe environment to be able to continue to provide products and services.
Any other major changes that you had to adjust to, especially when it comes to like serving the trucking public, let's say? Any other major changes in terms of sort of the logistics of the business?
Yeah, I mean, from a logistics standpoint, I mean, again, early in the pandemic, there were some concerns and issues about supply. You know, could we? And then the biggest supply issue was getting enough cleaning products, sanitizers, and masks at some point. I mean, we went through a lot of cleaning supplies. You know, we have, as an example, we have showers in our locations. And so we, I mean, of course, we always clean them after every use, but you know, we just had to kind of double down on everything and use and make different products, more stringent products. And so supplies at some, in some cases was a little bit of a challenge, but for the most part, the products that we, you know, that we serve up to our customers, we were able to continue with that. And of course, fuel being one of the biggest ones. And we have our own, trucking company, if you will. We have our own logistics, Gemini is the name of that company. So we work to haul our own fuel, and we have a wholesale, operations that, that sources all of our fuel. So, we were able to continue to, we were never out of fuel at any point in time. And we were never, closed. We had times where we might have been closed overnight inside the store, but we always kept the pumps running for the truck driver.
How does 2021 look for Loves? Are you feeling positive about the year ahead? And if so, why? What's it look like?
So 2021, I guess we can all play the guessing game of when is the vaccination process going to be finished? But it provides a lot of hope and optimism that we will see that happen in 2021, and that we will get back to some sort of normal. And we think when that happens, that you know, a few things are going to happen. The economy is going to really take off. You know, people are ready to get out and do the things that they used to do. So and so that's going to mean more products that need to be shipped across the country. So that we think the trucking business will continue to grow. And then, of course, on the casual side of our business, everybody wants to get out and take that vacation that they didn't get to take, and probably means they're going to be more likely to hit the highways. And so being in the highway hospitality business, we think we're well positioned for the types of activity that people are going to want to get back into. And so we're preparing to be really busy this summer and second half of the year.
Do you see any of the things that that you had to do in 2020 that you won't have to do going forward? Or how much of the business has to remain kind of in that pandemic situation going forward?
It's a good question. I mean, we... The cleanliness, I think, is something that people will continue to expect. And our customers have always expected that. And that's been a high priority. We've had a tagline for years, clean places and friendly faces.
Right.
And so the clean places part of that became very important. So that's going to continue to stay in place. I think that's kind of a new expectation. You know, the ability frictionless, you know, being able to interact and conduct business with us in a way that is fast and easy. That, again, that's always been important, but it continues to be, I think, become more important. So, you know, the plexiglass, does that continue to stay in place? Maybe it does. Maybe we've gotten used to that, but we'll move and adjust with whatever our customer base wants us to do and what makes sense. And the biggest thing is we're gonna continue to grow. I mean, we have 40 plus locations on the slate for next year, and when I say that includes our truck care business and continuing to expand and add those sites as well. We're up over 400 locations on our truck care business. So we have, as we always do every year, we have growth plans that we plan to stand behind, and we expect to adjust and do whatever our customers ask us to do.
Now, any particular places that you're looking at to grow and add new locations? Anything that really is attractive to you folks?
Well, so we're, we always get that question, and it tends to be wherever our customers want to be, and to some degree filling in the network. So we have a network that's, 40 plus states, and we look at the major trucking routes and we listen to our customers. Where do we need a site that's underserved? And so we don't really have a, hey, we want to really be in this state or this area, but it's really, where do we need to be? Based on what our customers are telling us. And in fact, today we actually opened up a new store in, I'm trying to make sure. Yeah, it was in Indiana, Huntington, Indiana. So, so we'll be in a number of states, in 2021.
Now, one of the things, Caitlin was kind enough to share with me some numbers. You guys built 3,000 new truck parking spots in 2020, 3,000.
So that goes along with the travel stop addition. So that as you know, trucking available or truck parking availability is a big challenge for the industry. And so, that's we're helping with that issue whenever we open a travel stop, because it comes along with several parking spots. And so
did you during 2020 and everything that transpired, did you learn anything about the company that surprised you or that really you didn't expect to learn about Love's?
I don't know that I'd say a surprise, because our employees have always been very dedicated and resilient and willing to do what we ask them to do. But in hindsight, looking back, I would say, it was sometimes surprising how quickly we could react and respond to the situation that was changing. Because, early on, now everything has kind of become the new normal. And so we kind of know what we need to do. But early on, there was a lot that we were guessing about, and different mandates were changing daily. And so we responded quickly. And I think the other part, too, is just the teamwork came through. Our employees, we have a saying about taking care of each other. When we take care of you, and so that you can take care of the customer. And we really saw that, a lot of teamwork. And in fact, you'll see in our recruiting materials, when we're hiring folks, that we advertise not just joining our team, but joining our family. So we really family run business, and we like that family culture and feel to run throughout the company.
Well, interesting times ahead, that's for sure, sir. So Shane Wharton, president of Love's Travel Centers, thanks for stopping by the Truckers News podcast today, and good luck for 2021, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We're looking forward to it.